Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Thank you.
Yeah. So motherfucking hood. It's your Uncle Snoop, Ego Double G. Ooh wee. You know how we do it on the West Coast, huh? Real talk. West, West, y'all. Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it, y'all.
Get a hold on me. Streets won't let me go. I'm in love. It takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alone.
Motherfuckers, it's your boy Nipsey Hussle. The neighborhood banger that'll make the dope double. Block hugger, cop duckers, yeah, I'm all that. I'm later now, the haters tryna see me fall back. I was once told that everything glitter, it is not gold. And money over bitches is the motto. Still some of these suckers think that I owe them a dollar or a dime. I'm a product of my grind, what the fuck is on your mind? When you talk, I don't listen, cause a lot of niggas lie. Rule one, gotta get it, gotta flip it, gotta find your position right you in a South Central state of mind. Another nip bustle, you will never find. Take a look into my eyes, see I forever shine. They shouldn't have showed me that, you niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets in up and told me, you always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters.
In the half, I put the clip in the mag, put the zip in the bag. East side rolling in the six deuce rag. Don't be slipping, crippin', we will get you fast. Streets be calling, seesawing, never stalling. You hauling, play calling, free falling. Say it with me, nephew, we ballin'. Get us on, hit it, hit it, get it on. Yes, indeed, the Capital West and Double OP been doing the gangsta shit since 83 back in the LBC. Check my files, nigga, check my pedigree. Ask the homie Big D, nigga, let it see. Another Snoop Dogg, there will never be. Take my eyes, have a look, and you will never see. You shouldn't have shown me that, you niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets and the big homies was always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alone.
$1,000 in my blue dicky pockets up at Fox Hill shopping. Rolex ain't talking or ticking, they slipping. We different, big digits, 6-0 on my check, then the Crenshaw dish on lock, won't stop. Big chain, big watch, big rims, free piece of the seats, no top. Come through, hoes flock, drive slow, don't stop. Niggas whisper, no talk, cause they know they get fly. From the bottom to the top, I done told you, nigga. Self-made, getting paid like I'm posting, nigga. Now the hating is contagious, and the only prescription is to load up a clip and give a nigga the business. It happens every day, just for instance. No weapons and no witness, that means no conviction. While I'm mixing my Patron in my kitchen, reminiscing before I make my transition.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alone.
Your life. Hold on, baby. Let me get you ready.
welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas?
And everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I think we should do the sports report. Let's talk sports. Let's talk NBA? I think that'll be the sport of the day. NBA basketball. That reminds me that we have the Harlem Globetrotters coming to Las Vegas. I think on the 20th of this month, they're going to be at the center in Henderson. What's the name of that center? It's, what's the name of that center? It's owned by Check
the Dollar Loan Center.
Dollar Loan Center. That's right. And they're going to be there what day? I said the 20th of February, but I might be off a couple of days. It might be the 24th of February.
February 26th.
What day do you have with? 26th. Okay. Yeah. So everybody, take your kids to the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson for the show of the Harlem Globetrotters. Man, it'll be an exciting show. I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a kid as many times as possible. I think I've seen them about 20 different times, and they've always played a good game, even though they didn't always win the basketball game that they were playing. But the team they were playing against, I guess they had to let them win some because that was the competition that they were showing. But they were doing their tricks, and they were dribbling crazy, and they were passing the ball, and they were shooting long shots. And it was an interesting game. And they did all kind of sideline tricks and antics. They even ran into the audience and did something with the kids in the audience. So it was a grand show. And I'm sure if you take your kids to the Boulder, to the, what's the name of the stadium again?
The Dollar Loan Center.
Dollar Loan Center, yes. If you take your kids to the Dollar Loan Center on the 26th, of February, they will have a good time. You will really get a treat, and it won't be just good for the kids. The adults have a good time, too, because it's a real interesting basketball game, and they really put on a fantastic clown show. Even though all of the basketball players are really good basketball players, but they put on a real clown show. I mean, they put on a clown show for your entertainment pleasure. So check them out and enjoy the show. All right. Now, let's talk about the NBA. What's going on in the NBA, DJ? Any games played?
What's going on in the NBA? They're playing basketball games against each other.
Okay. So, let's see. Who has played? Well, let's see. Tell us what the standings are for the Eastern Conference first. I know Boston Celtics are winning the Eastern Conference. I know they're still number one. But who else is playing well in the Eastern Conference? Who's the second team? Milwaukee Bucks?
So in second place, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers with 36 wins, 17 losses. In third place, it's the Milwaukee Bucks with 35 wins, 21 losses. In fourth place, it's the New York Knicks with 33 wins and 22 losses. In fifth place, it's the Philadelphia 76ers with 32 wins and 22 losses. Sixth place, it's the Indiana Pacers with 31 wins and 25 losses, followed by the Miami Heat in seventh place with 30 wins and 25 losses. In eighth place, it's the Orlando Magic with 30 wins and 25 losses. In ninth place, Chicago Bulls with 26 wins and 29 losses. In 10th place, the Atlanta Hawks have 24 wins and 31 losses. In 11th place, the New Jersey Nets have 21 wins and 33 losses. In 12th place, the Toronto Raptors have 19 wins, 36 losses. In 13th place, it's the Charlotte Hornets with 13 wins and 41 losses. In 14th place is the Washington Wizards with 9 wins and 45 losses. And bringing up the rear in 15th place is the Detroit Pistons with 8 wins and 46 losses. That is what's happening in the Eastern Conference.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in third place, or in second place, actually, in the Eastern Conference. And the Milwaukee Bucks are in third place. They dropped from being in second place to being in third place. And the New York Knicks are up there in fifth place. They've moved up all the way from like ninth or tenth place down there with the Brooklyn Nets. So, oh, wow. It looks like the NBA is switching up, and some of the teams are really playing good. So they're moving up in the standing, and that's good to see. All right. Well, let's see what's happening in the Western Conference.
In first place, it's the Timberwolves with 39 wins, followed by 16 losses, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder, 37 wins and 17 losses. Third place, it's the LA Clippers, 36 wins and 17 losses. Fourth place, the Denver Nuggets have 36 wins and 19 losses. Phoenix Suns are in fifth place with 33 wins and 22 losses, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans, also with 33 wins and 22 losses. Seventh place, it's the Dallas Mavericks with 32 wins and 23 losses. In eighth place, another California team, the Sacramento Kings, have 31 wins and 23 losses. In ninth place, it's the LA Lakers, with 30 wins and 26 losses. In 10th place, it's the Golden State Warriors with 27 wins and 26 losses. In 11th place, the Utah Jazz with 26 wins and 30 losses. In 12th place, the Houston Rockets have 24 wins and 30 losses. In 13th place, it's the Memphis Grizzlies with 20 wins and 36 losses. 14th, it's the Portland Trail Blazers with 15 wins and 39 losses. And in 15th place, it's the San Antonio Spurs with 11 wins and 44 losses.
Wow. That's amazing. That Western Conference is all shook up. And it looks like the Lakers going to have to do a real drastic change. They just had the All-Star game this weekend, I think. Do you see anything about the All-Star game in your report of the NBA basketball team?
Yeah, the NBA All-Star game is this Sunday, February 18th at 5 p.m.
Okay, and where are they going to play the All-Star game at?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Oh, okay, but it's this Sunday.
Let me look it up. Sorry, let me look it up.
Okay.
Is it going to be played in... Indianapolis, Indiana. So I guess that's the Pacers Stadium.
All right. They're going to play in the Indianapolis Stadium. All right. Well, that's good. The hometown of Indiana will make some money for the All-Star game. That'll be excellent for Indiana. All right. And that's the sports report for NBA basketball. Now, let's talk about our Las Vegas Kings. Our hockey team is still in second place if they haven't moved up to first place yet. What's the standing of the basketball, the hockey?
The Golden Knights are still in second place in the Pacific Division. With 31 wins and 16 losses, the Oilers, who are right behind them, also have 31 wins, but they have 18 losses. So, and then the Canucks, who are in first place in that division, have 37 wins. So the Golden Knights, you know, they have some work to do if they want to move up and stay ahead of the Oilers, who are hot on their tail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I know my Las Vegas Golden Knights have been playing some real good ball lately, so they're trying to stay in their position, and if the Canucks ever mess up, then the Lakers, the Las Vegas Knights will step right up into first place. So they need to be watching out because the Las Vegas Golden Knights are on their tail, and they're winning a lot of games, so they're not falling off. They're still winning games. All right. Well,
they lost their last game, which was on Monday, to the Wild, 5-3. They lost, and then the game before that, which was February 8th. Oh, they won. So they won one and they lost one of the last two games.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear about the loss, but I'm glad to know that they won a couple of those games. So, all right.
I just said they won one and they lost one. So I don't know what you mean by they won a couple. I don't know where you got that from.
Well, they're still in second place, so that means they've won a few games. They haven't lost enough to go down in the standings. So that's what I meant.
Since the last time we reported on them, they've won one game and they've lost two in the last three games. So I don't know what you're talking about when you're saying that they're on a winning streak or they're winning games, because they're not. So,
okay.
But that's not
good. I don't want to talk about the
team.
Golden Knights no more. Then
wishful thinking is good.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Knights fan, so I'm hoping that they're going to continue to do well. So we'll move on from the Golden Knights. Man. All right, let's see. The WNBA got started. I heard that they're playing basketball again. So what do you have on the girls from the WNBA?
Let me look it up. So you say they got started?
I think they had an all-star game just recently.
Really? Let me see if I can find something. WNBA. Here we go, WNBA.com. Schedule. No, standings. Schedule. They don't start until May.
Oh, okay. So don't they have a all-star game?
Let's see. All-star 2024. That is in July.
Oh, in July. Okay, so we got some time before they really get into the basketball all-star game. All right, and let me see. What else can we talk about? We talked about the Knights. We talked about the NBA, and we talked about the WNBA. So I think that's it. I think volleyball was talking about they were having some games. I heard it on the radio. I don't know who they were playing or if it was a league game or if they were just practicing, because they got a new team here in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Lights, I think, is the volleyball team. So they're new to the city, and I don't know what they're doing, if they're just practicing or if they started the league, or I just heard somebody mention them on the radio, and it was right after the Super Bowl. I heard them talking about the volleyball team was coming to town. I'm like, really? They're getting ready to play already? I heard they were here, but I didn't know they had a schedule of events to start playing any games. And they're playing in Henderson, too. I think they're going to be playing in the stadium where the Globetrotters are going to be in what's the name of that stadium?
Dollar Loan Center?
Dollar Loan Center. Yes, that's where I think they're going to be playing when their season starts. They'll be playing in Henderson in the Dollar Loan Center. So that's what they're talking about as they're getting their season ready. And they got their team together. I think they even had draft picks. And I didn't hear anything about the draft. So I don't know what all-stars they were picking from. But they got a team here in Las Vegas. They got a volleyball team now. So it's going to be something new and exciting for the fans to get excited about volleyball. Okay. And just as a quick question, DJ, do you know anything about the Olympics? Are the Olympics going to be this year? This is 2024, so this is an even year. So we should have Olympics this year. Have you heard anything about the Olympics coming to wherever they're going to play? I think they're playing in China or in Japan.
In the, let's see. They're in, the Summer Olympics are in Paris this year.
They're in Paris, France? Okay. Well, that'll be a land of love.
No, they're in Paris, California. Yeah, they're in Paris, France.
Oh, okay. Smart. You're trying to be smart. Okay. All right. I get it. My bad. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Paris, France is where the Summer Olympics are going to be. That should be a real interesting place for everybody to go and have their summertime activities. In Paris, France, oh, that should be a real nice environment for people to go to the Olympics, because they got beautiful gardens in France, and they got some nice little lakes and some little rivers, and, oh, you can go on the gondola rides and everything in France. It could be really nice for those that go for the sporting event. They'll have some good sporting events to attend in France, in Paris, France. But if you're not in the sporting events, you can travel on the rivers, on the gondolier rides, and in the lakes, on the boat rides. It should be nice for people that are attending Paris, France, especially for the first time, because that's lovers. Paradise, France, is the home of the lover. So get your packages together and go to Paris, France. Have a good time with the athletes that will be playing in the Olympics. All right. Well, that's my commentary on the Olympics in Paris, France. So let's see, what else? Do we have anything else in sports to talk about that I know about? Nope, I can't think of anything else in sports that we can talk about. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of G-Money's show in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell. And up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream. My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Now, that is a very sensitive subject.
Doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. All those questions arose in my mind. Would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night I don't think one wink I slept. As I slipped out my bed to your crib I crept. Touched your head gently, felt my heart melt. Cause I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I begged the Lord, please let me be your good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us,
woo.
Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
5 years old, bringing comedy. Every time I look at you, I think, man, a little me just like me. Wait and see, gonna be tall. Makes me laugh cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be. A general, a doctor, maybe a MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can. Show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. See me, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the next. Son, throughout life people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Be there.
Whatever you need, woo, just call on me.
We gon' ride.
Whatever
we gon' shine.
I'll be there for you anytime. You and I.
True that, true that.
Just
you. Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
Woo! For the rest of your life.
That's a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids. And thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
Whoa, I was...
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, today is my daddy's birthday. Today is February 16th. And I was thinking about him all day today, and I was singing songs to him and everything. And I want to share a song that I wrote for him after I finished the intro to this section of our radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I got the best radio show on the planet. I forgot what else I say. But, oh, for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Welcome to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Wow, I'm really choked up behind my daddy's birthday today. I thought about it all day today, but I hadn't really thought about it doing the radio show until my brother started playing all these daddy songs and all of these mementos and memories of my daddy. And I was like, wow, I really thought about it. But I did think about him today, and I was singing the song that I wrote for Father's Day. I was thinking about that song all day today. And this is must have been the reason why, because today is his birthday. February 16th was his birthday. So I'm going to sing the song for you that I wrote for Father's Day. And it goes like this. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to Catholic school from the first to the 12th grade. I got the best education that money could buy. My classmates were cool, and I did well in school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to the park and taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He got up and went to work and came home every day. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He moved us from a small three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story, four-bedroom house up on the hill. We moved to high society, and my neighbors were real cool with me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke down, my daddy took me to his mechanic friend who fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee, I drove a fancy crazy low-riding car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and well, that's how it goes. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers on Father's Day. God bless all the fathers on Father's Day. Hallelujah for the fathers on Father's Day. Hallelujah for the fathers on Father's Day. Hallelujah. Happy Daddy's Day. Happy Daddy's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy birthday, Daddy, and God bless you. Ooh-wee. May God bless you today and every day from now on. Yes, bless my daddy. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. All right, DJ.
My daddy is Willie Henry Girard. He was born in 1927 in Colonna, Louisiana. And when he was 17, he joined the service. And he went overseas in World War II. And he was an architect. He was a planner. And they had him at 18 and 19 years old designing streets and doing bridges and setting up the roadway for the transportation for the military, for their tanks and their trucks to ride on to go to all of these third world countries that he was in charge. But he was only 19 at the time he was in charge of doing all this zoning, this planning of everything. And then he came home from the service and he went to college. He went to Tuskegee University in Alabama. And he went on a scholarship. But my daddy, being the kind, generous man that he was, he didn't even use his scholarship. He told him, take the scholarship back and give it to somebody that really needs it, because he had his money from the military. And he went ahead and went to college and graduated with a degree in zoning and in planning. So he ended up coming to Los Angeles, and he met my mother, Helen Elizabeth Gibson, in Los Angeles, and they got married in 1955, and they were married for 61 years, and my dad, bless his soul, passed on January 12th, 2016, and I miss him very much. But I want to give dedication to him because he made me who I am today. I was his first child, and he took me to the park, and he hit fly balls to me, and he taught me how to catch and judge fly balls, and he taught me how to catch grounders, and he taught me how to throw a baseball, and he also taught me how to catch a football and how to throw a football. So I'm very grateful for him because he was the first coach that I had. He was my inspiration and my guidance for everything that I did in the beginning of my life. He was the one who put me in the Y Indian Guides when I was 3 years old. And I started playing all of the sports at 3 years old. And he was Strongbow, because we had Indian names. And I was Fast Arrow. And he took me to the meetings every week. And he helped me meet kids my age and helped me grow up to be sociable and to be able to get along with everybody, black or white, Asian or Indian or Mexican. He taught me how to be the best that I could be and to always treat everybody fair and to understand that people are people and we need to get along. We need to all get along. So my daddy was my creative inspiration as I grew up. My daddy was in my house all the time. He raised my family. He took care of my mother. He took care of my brothers. And he was always there for us. And he spent his money on us as well as the other people that he associated with. He was part of a social group called the Contemporary Gents. There were like 20 men out of Louisiana that came to California, and they became a social club, and they put on dances and raised money for different activities that they did. And they were always together doing different things. My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water. And I had to go lay down. But when I got up, I felt better, and I did some fishing, and I caught some fish, and my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was, and my daddy was short. He was only 5'8", so he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler. And eventually he played golf. And that was my daddy. You know, my daddy came home from college and he got a job working in City Hall in Los Angeles. And when he showed up at work, he was dressed in a suit. And his buddies that had been in the service with him, they were all sitting out in front of City Hall, and they were like, "Hey, Bill, where you going, man, all dressed up?" And he said, "I'm going to work." And they're like, "Why are you dressed up to go to work? Aren't you a janitor like the rest of us? Aren't you a maintenance person like the rest of us?" And my daddy said, "No. I'm working in the office. I have an office that I'm going to. I'm going upstairs, and I work in the office. And they're saying only people that work in the office are all white people. And he said, yes, that's right. But I'm the first black to work in City Hall. And I'm going to represent for all of the blacks in L.A. And he became the Trojan horse for all of the blacks to come to work in the city of Los Angeles. He was the first black to work in the zoning department in the city of Los Angeles. And he went out and took some extra courses to improve his position working in the city. And his friends didn't even believe that he worked in the office, so they had to go up and check it out. And he had his name on the window of the office door in the City Hall building. And they still didn't believe he worked in the City Hall. So he went, and they asked him about information because one of them wanted to put a pool in their yard, and they asked him how to do it, and he told them, and they didn't believe him. So they went to City Hall, and they tried to get the white people to answer their questions, and all the white people told them was, you need to go talk to Gerard. If they wanted swimming pools, if they wanted high back fences, whatever kind of improvement they were doing to their house, he was the one they had to talk to. And that was my daddy. Bill Gerard was the zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles. And he was talked to by the city council people, by the mayors in the city, and the state assembly people came to Los Angeles and talked to him about some zoning regulations, about building freeways and building streets in Los Angeles. They came and talked to him because it was his job and responsibility to set all of that up. He even went to Michael Jackson's house to give Michael Jackson permission to set up the roller coaster that Michael Jackson had at Never Never Land. That's right. Michael Jackson had to get permission from my daddy to put his roller coaster up on his property. That's right. That was my daddy. And when we got a black mayor, Mayor Tom Bradley, I brought a work program that I had written in college, and I gave it to my daddy, and I told him to take it to the mayor. And he took it and gave it to the mayor, and the mayor tweaked it, but they ended up hiring 10,000 kids to work in the city of Los Angeles. And my daddy also got me my first job, working at the at Bateman Eichler Hill Richard. That was all due to my daddy. Yes, sir. And my daddy played tennis, and I think that's how he met my mother. He took her out on a tennis date, and he taught her how to play tennis. And my daddy played until he got tennis elbow. So he stopped playing tennis. But he was Pancho Gonzalez, the pro tennis player. He was his doubles partner. When they played tennis, he was the doubles partner for Pancho Gonzalez. That's right. My daddy was a good tennis player. He was very successful playing tennis. And he had been bowling since he was young, because he had trophies all in our house that he had before I was born. He had a bunch of trophies. My daddy had over 300 trophies in the house, and I thought I had a lot of trophies. I had 65, and I thought I was the athlete. But my daddy was a bowler, and he used to bowl all across the country in all kind of tournaments. So my daddy has a lot of pictures, and my daddy had all kind of bowling shirts. But, yeah, my daddy was very athletic. And I love my daddy. All of my life, he has been there for me. And I want to say thank you, Daddy. I love you.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Daddy was born in 1927 in Colona, Louisiana. And when he was 17, he joined the service. And he went overseas in World War II. And he was an architect. And then he came home from the service. And he went to Tuskegee University and graduated with a degree in zoning and in planning. That was my dad. Willie Henry Girard. Yes, sir. So he ended up coming to Los Angeles, and he met my mother, Helen Elizabeth Gibson, and they got married in 1955. Yes, sir. I was his first child, and he took me to the park, and he hit fly balls to me, and he taught me how to catch and judge fly balls, and he also taught me how to catch and how to throw a football. So I'm very grateful for him, because he was the first coach that I had. He was my inspiration and my guidance for everything that I did. He taught me how to be the best that I could be and to always treat everybody fair and to understand that people are people and we need to get along. He raised my family. He took care of my mother. He took care of my brothers. And he was always there for us. My daddy was my creative inspiration as I grew up, and that was my daddy. He played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. My daddy went fishing, he went deep sea fishing, and we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more, I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And that was my daddy. He was the first black to work in the zoning department in the city of Los Angeles. And he had his name on the window of the office door in the city hall building. If they wanted swimming pools, if they wanted high back fences, whatever kind of improvements they were doing to their house, he was the one they had to talk to. And he was talked to by the city council people, by the mayors in the city. Michael Jackson had to get permission from my daddy to put his roller coaster up on his property. That's right. And that was my daddy. and my daddy played tennis, and he was the doubles partner for Pancho Gonzalez, the pro tennis player. That's right, my daddy was a good tennis player. He was very successful, and he had been bowling since he was young. He had a bunch of trophies. My daddy had over 300 trophies in the house. But my daddy was a bowler, and he used to bowl all across the country in all kind of tournaments. And I love my daddy. He has been there for me all of my life. And I want to say thank you, Daddy. I love you. That was my daddy. Yes, sir. And I love my daddy. He was Strongbow, because we had Indian names, and I was Fast Arrow. He was part of a social group called the Contemporary Gents. There were like 20 men out of Louisiana. And that was my daddy. The first black to work in City Hall. Bill Girard was the zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles. That was my daddy. Yes, sir. And I love my daddy. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, God bless Vegas and everybody around the world. I hope you appreciated our dedication to our Father on this radio show today, February 16th. Well, now it's time for me to move out of the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? But before I go, I want to recognize all of the people that were born on the same day as my dad on February 16th. And we want to recognize their birthdays. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then let's recognize all of the friends, followers, and fan club members of the radio show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. February 16th, 2024. Happy birthday to Millicent Smith. Happy birthday to Jeff Watkins. Happy birthday, Alice Nash. Happy birthday to Jermaine Turner Jones. Happy birthday to Tiana Peterson. Happy birthday to Kay Williams. Happy birthday to Nicole Smith, D. Smith. Happy birthday to LaShawn Williams. Happy birthday, Christy Faye Shaw. Happy birthday, Churchill Uranta. Happy birthday to Scotty Lackland. Happy birthday, Newhouse Guido. Happy birthday to Christel Matthews. Happy birthday to Jay Hinn Sr. Happy birthday to Palomo Kamau. And last but not least, well, not last, but happy birthday to Charles Tucker. And last but not least, happy birthday to my dad, Mr. Willie H. Girard. May he rest in peace. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, February 16th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating this birthday on my daddy's birthday, February 16th. And DJ, did you say Alice Nash? Is that my girlfriend's sister? The recently deceased Alice Nash? Oh, she was born on daddy's birthday. I didn't even know that. Okay. All right. Well, God bless her, and hopefully takes good care of her and the rest of her family. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday that's celebrating along with me and my brothers. We're celebrating my daddy's birthday today. So without further ado, I want to say God is blessing all of you on today's day, as today is a special day in our lives. And we want to ask that God blesses you also on a special way. So I want to sing a happy birthday song, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Oh, well, I'm breaking up because I'm about to cry. I'm so emotional on today's day, being my daddy's birthday and my girlfriend's little sister's birthday, who recently died. Oh, I'm so emotional now. But I want to say I hope everybody has a happy birthday today that's born on today, the 16th of February. And I hope your Valentine's Day was beautiful and happy with the ones that you love. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you on Monday for our Monday radio show. Have a good evening. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.